Where we now leap to the Denver Botanic Gardens, so high, so different, in search of all those millions of species. I'm with Amy Schneider. As I look around me, I can see the most wonderful expanse of botanic garden, covered in snow, but the sun is shining and the plants look lovely. Where are we?
We're here very close to Plant Asia, where we have a beautiful bristlecone pine that's been growing here since 1980.
A bristlecone pine. Where's it from?
Well, the bristlecone pine, or Pinus aristata, is native to Colorado, New Mexico, and parts of Arizona.
I see, so it's a local one. I've just discovered we're very high up. How high are we?
You are 5,280 feet above sea level.
Feet? And I'm sure that's quite high in meters as well. But how do the plants cope with this sort of challenging environment?
Denver Botanic Garden has been here since about 1959. And we have been working for all these years finding plants, both native flora and from flora around the world, that grow beautifully here. And the bristlecone pine is one of them.
Of course, some people think that snow is a challenge, but if there is snow, it's safer under the snow, isn't it, than if it's icy.
Absolutely. When you go up to our sister garden at Mount Goliath, people can see bristlecone pines that are buried in snow for almost 10 months of the year. The tops of the trees that stick up out of the snow are constantly being scoured by pieces of ice, snow, and gravel. And that's why they get a one-sided growth.
It seems to have a fairly decent canopy. As you say, lots of needles and shoots going everywhere. Very bold. But you mentioned Mount Goliath. As I look in that direction, there's a mountain range. Is that where your Mount Goliath is?
Yes, it's a shoulder peak of Mount Blue Sky and the Mount Blue Sky Massive.
And why is it called Mount Goliath? Do you know?
I'm not sure who came up with that name. I imagine it was somebody at the U.S. Forest Service.
Implying that it's pretty huge. And more challenging still, is it very, very cold up there? Does anything grow at all?
Yes, there are almost 400 known species growing all over the mountain up there, and they only have a growing period from about the middle of June until first week of September, when almost everything is in seed, and then it can start to snow anywhere from the middle of September on, and then the whole mountain closes down to the public.
Do you have a garden up there, I've heard?
Yes, we do. And it's right around a nature center where people can go and learn about alpine flora and fauna.
And what do you do with the garden? Look after it?
I do. The garden's arranged into about 7 different alpine plant communities, including a talus garden, which are the huge boulders you see at the top of mountains, all the way to a wet meadow where the water is just standing there all season. The only plant community I can't keep going is the snowbed community, because I can't keep an area of snow up there without having it melt.
I can imagine. And they flourish there. They're not attacked too much by deer or other creatures?
No, their biggest adaptation that they've had to evolve into growing in is the harsh winds, the intense sunlight, and the very, very short growing season, which is only about 8 weeks.
You sometimes wonder why plants and animals choose such difficult lives. But I should imagine in that case, if you don't have predators, then you'll live.
Well, yes, and there are quite a few species, especially around Summit Lake, which is almost to the very summit of Mount Blue Sky, where there are extremely rare grasses, mosses, and lichens that are only found growing in the Arctic and places that are not close to Colorado, but these species have also grown here over the millennia.
Amy, you mix this, the alpine, is it true with Asian plants?
Yes, we just built this Himalayan outcrop right here in Plant Asia, this hillside, and I've been collecting seed from other gardeners in places like Scotland, England, and we've been growing those seeds, and now we're planting everything from the Himalaya in our garden right here.
How are they getting on?
Really well.
What a huge range. It's most impressive. How does the public here in Denver, Colorado respond? They understand the botany.
People in Colorado love the Rocky Mountains, and people are just always wanting to stop and chat about the plants, learning what they are, learning more about them.
Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amy Schneider is a curator at Denver Botanic Gardens, where I must say their display of orchids in the tropical house is huge and gorgeous.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.